You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Pacific Gas and Electric is donating $2 million to local fire prevention organizations across the state, and two are here on the Central Coast, the Fire Safe Council of Monterey County and the San Luis Obispo Fire Safe Council. They're each getting a cut of PG&E's money in the form of grants. Pam Peck is with the Fire Safe Council of Monterey County. She explains what the just over $61,000 they've received will be used for.
And we are looking to reduce roadside vegetation and enable safe ingress and egress during the wildfire for residents, fire, and emergency personnel, and to improve the road's use as a fuel break, and again, to, you know, protect the community.
Fire Safe Councils are volunteer organizations that help clear vegetation and assist CAL FIRE. Peck says the funding is desperately needed, and the importance of prevention is often forgotten.
There's so much money being spent on actually fighting the fires that prevention is, there's not as much funding for prevention, and we desperately need that.
PG&E's Vice President of Asset Management, Kevin Dasso, said that years of drought, extreme heat, and 129 million dead trees are creating a, quote, new normal in California. Agencies will need to work to adapt to new challenges. 30 projects in 24 counties received funding. The projects must be completed by October of this year. Curiously missing from the list is the Fire Safe Council in Santa Barbara County, an area recently ravaged by a series of wildfires. But a representative from PG&E said that the Santa Barbara Fire Safe Council didn't submit any projects for funding this round. PG&E touts that it has provided $13 million to local Fire Safe Councils since 2014. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.